My name is Colin. It's a pleasure to be here to make some comments about your performance. I hope you find my comments to be helpful. And here we go. Nice symphonic sound. Good for you. Good control. Flutes, you have to move together. Good for you.
All right.
Now, in your defense, this isn't a real situation because at the National Festival and at the Golden Horseshoe Festival, you have an opportunity to do a warm-up and do a bit quick rehearsal and get focused and get, you know, kind of get your game plan on before you play. In this festival, and as much as this festival is fantastic, you don't have an opportunity to do that. You go on stage, you play maybe a couple of notes, and then you have to go to work, right? So you have a chance to hear everything together. So I'll give you that. But at the same time, there are a few things that I think we have to be mindful of. We really have to be mindful of in order to secure success at the National Festival. And speaking as someone who's been at the National Festival as an adjudicator in the past, I am told by the people who hire me at the festival that A level, an ensemble that goes to the regional festival is one thing. An ensemble goes to the national festival. You're representing your community and playing with groups from all across the nation. So I'm told as an adjudicator when they hire me that it's my job to mark a little harder when we get to the national festival, which is why I'm being a little harder today. It's imperative that we do a number of things just to solidify success musically. Flutes, you sound very tentative when you come in. in bar four, and we're not moving together either. And I'm watching the flute. You're not even looking at the conductor. I know you could do that better. We're not doing that better. We could do a better job with that. Flute's going to pick on you again. That F concert in bar six and seven, it gets flat and flat and flat the longer you're holding on to it. I think you're trying to hold on to a note as long as you can, and that makes sense because that's what the music says. But the reality is we have to do a better job of keeping that pitch going, so keep the air spinning so the pitch doesn't drop, because it's very obvious on the flute. It happens on every single instrument, clarinet. It happened to you as well in the same bars, but it's very obvious on the flute because it's the top of the chord. Trumpets, that first note at nine, wasn't very good at all. And I would suggest to you to breathe together. And that's a challenge because we have the flutes and the clarinets and the saxes who stop playing. It's a couple of beats of silence if you don't count the percussion. And then that has to be much stronger. First of all, it's mezzo forte. It's the strongest thing we're going to hear to date in the piece from the trumpet section, right? Because everything else before that has been either rests or start from the brass section. So we want to hear a nice, strong, full mezzo forte, low C. That's not a problem for any of you. But that low C to F has to be in time and in tune. It just wasn't. So we kind of lost a musical moment there. Harmonic intonation, 17. We're not sitting in pitch there. We can do a better job with that. Clarinets and flutes, saxes. Watch your Fs and your Gs, upper register. Tend to get a little on the high side. Be mindful of that. Low brass, some great playing down there. I could probably use a little more support from you because the same thing, just like the flutes and the clarinets, when you have a sustained line for an extended period of time, after a while you're running out of air. Because you're running out of air, the pitch begins to fall. Because the pitch begins to fall, the quality of the tone begins to change. So harmonically, everything shifts in terms of the homogeneity of the harmony. So we make sure we do what we can to stay perfectly in tone. We can do better at this. This is a good piece. You play this piece well, but I think we can do better with that.